95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Riggs, Steve, Josh, Wes, The Morning Hog Brew Review. We're talking Motorworks Brews today. All the way from Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, very far.
Well, thank you. Listen, the way the I-4 runs sometimes, we appreciate you even risking it to come over here and bring us some tasty beers to kick off our weekend. And maybe people are hearing this and they're like, I want to try Motorworks.
Exactly.
Where can they find some of these beers?
Luckily, quite a few places, actually. Total Wine, ABC's, Local Independence.
Right.
But the best place to figure it out is srparrot.com/beerfinder. Bingo.
We teamed up on that one. It's like a duet. It's like Sonny, Cher, Ebony, Ivory. We could go on. But we got a duet of beers left. What are we starting with?
So we're going to do V-Twin, which is a Vienna lager. And okay. I'll let Wes kind of talk to...
Okay.
While I pour.
Well, that kind of spilled all over you.
The V-Twin engine, by the way, is a great... It's a good engine. It's a good engine, so I'd assume the beer would be of equal quality. I'm just going to assume
this
that.
Yeah, this is actually the original beer we had produced when the brewery started in about 2014.
Okay.
Ooh.
It's called V-Twin because it's a Vienna lager. Obviously, uses Vienna malt, so it's kind of got a little bit of that, richer
that's
malt
good.
Taste with a little bit of that.
I like that.
Firm bitterness behind it. We're with SR Parade now, so they are the big Yingling seller, which is the kind of the category leader for that style of beer.
Right? Is that the thought behind this, or
not really, but there's a lot of Vienna lagers that are Brooklyn Lager.
Yeah,
there's a ton of them.
Quite a few out there, but if you're looking for a comparison out in that world to kind of see where flavor profiles are going to be, it's right in that Yingling range.
Okay,
yeah, that's
but this
Michael
is
Jordan. Vienna lagers are actually traditional. This is what a traditional Mexican beer would be. Vienna
really,
really? Okay. I did not know that.
It's not called a Vienna lager because they make it in Vienna.
Yeah,
and Steve,
not anytime.
There's not a single Vienna sausage in here either.
Not
one.
Really? Huh. Well, that's probably why it's so clear. That would make it really cloudy if you have Vienna sausages in there.
And you see, this one doesn't like break your palate.
I could wreck these.
Yeah, you could do this for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
What was our ABV? Did you?
Yeah,
know?
What's that?
Tell us what we're getting into on this one.
4.9.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You could just.
Yeah. So it's very doable.
Yep. You can squash those.
Just get six pack for me. I'm not going to share any. You get your own. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sell more beer that way.
Try not to kill your palate with the first two.
I like
we
that.
We have the pepper beer next.
So. Oh. All right. Hang on. Let me finish. All right. So what are we getting into here next? Because there's nothing I like more than a good spice.
I know. I knew you'd be excited about this one.
This beer, we've been making it for 3 or 4 years, tweaking it. And then I never thought it would take off outside of Pulp Friction. It's been our big seller the last year. I won the gold medal at the U.S. Beer Open Championship last month.
Really?
Congratulations.
Okay.
And it won the gold medal at the Best Sported Bill from Beer from Chili Beer a couple months ago. So both of those categories were swept. And,
okay.
Uses real habanero in it. It is. Oh. I feel bad for the brewers having the chop.
Yeah, exactly.
They're working on some new processes on how to kind of scale that up.
You were saying,
but
you were
you'll see. It's got the sweet heat. It's got the mango up front and the heat on the back.
Wow!
So this is a mango habanero IPA. And,
I never thought that a chili beer would be.
Oh my god! I love this.
That is very.
And if you ever make it to our tap rooms. We had a lot of chili beers that we've kind of gotten into. We make a jalapeno lime lager. Big one that people knew us for was it an imperial porter, a daddle pepper imperial porter.
Oh, really?
It's also
really?
We don't put that in distribution. It's more, it'll stain some lines in the bar.
Yeah. right.
But it's a delicious beer, and if you ever make it over to any of our tap rooms, you'll see the chili beers.
So yeah,
that
heat
special right
that
here.
That heat sits on the back of my throat
in a good way though. It's not
right. It's not a lot.
I've had
but,
some pepper
but it's
beers.
Hanging, it's hanging out. It's like we're here.
That are offensive.
This is
not that.
No, this is. There's a mango habanero whiskey out there, right? That I've had. That this is like the perfect companion to.
There you go.
I like this better because I can have more of this. The whiskey makes me black out in the closet. So this is way better.
I've walked into a couple restaurants. So it's definitely kind of that flavor category that's spilled over into a couple different
perfectly blended.
Right amount of fire.
It really is not an attack on the front, but
no.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. For us, it's a place to differentiate ourselves.
Spectacular.
And it's something you don't see coming. I've been selling beer for a long time, and I never thought I'd sell a beer with spice to it that people
love. It's
good.
God, I love it.
Yeah.
All available, draft and package. So that's the other cool thing.
Really?
So when you're out there or you're checking out the website, you know.
Oh, srprod.com/beerfinder you're talking about?
That one.
Oh, my God. My cup went empty. Oh, no. Oh, Wes, what am I going to do? So you mentioned the tap rooms, though. So let's talk about them again. Where can people come and try some of the these and then maybe more?
Closest to this, to the Daytona Market,
yeah.
Right in downtown Orlando, we have a tap room that we opened wisely right after the pandemic. You know,
good choice.
Good choice. Right at Orange and Jefferson, right downtown, right next to St. James or St. and St. Luke's Cathedral.
Okay. You
can't miss it.
Good reasons for road trips, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for crying out loud. And then we'll give out Josh's cell number here in a minute. If you can't find the beers, you just call him directly. And
he'll have some. I'm looking forward to that.
He's got some in his truck.
We're out selling the market, so you can find us in a lot of the bars and the land.
All the way out to Flagler and Palm Coast, and we're all over the place right now.
I feel like it's a good time, too, because there's going to be some racing in Daytona before we know it. You think about motor, and then motor works.
Yeah.
You get the beer, and then you forget all about going to the racetrack. Sit down and have some beers.
They let you bring your own cooler into that.
Yes, they do.
Boom.
Look at that. You can bring whatever you want to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you can bring a sandwich and chips. You can go all out.
He's so excited.
It's a great time.
Well, wait, Steve's going to do your food pairings in a minute. It'll be in a special third segment that we won't air. If you want to go try those beers that Wes just mentioned, 257-0324, we have some SeaWorld Craft Beer Festival tickets to give away right now.
We're one of the features.
Right now. You have to text us in. Text in the word, Josh likes beer a lot, to 257-0324.
I mean, I'll be there on Saturday. I might get me one.
Yes, there you go.
You'll see it.
Steve might. He's with a little asterisk, brother. You can't.
The kegs are getting dropped off today.
I pretty much am going to be there.
Yeah.
So
he'll be on a roller coaster. I don't know if he can drink it.
I think he's going to physically be there. But
mentally, let you bring a beer on the roller coaster?
No, I'm there to watch Payable on Death.
Oh, right. Man. That's right.
They're POD.
Well, Motorworks. They're playing. Yeah, you want to go?
Two shows?
Let's all go. Let's go. It's tomorrow. Let's get out of here.
It'll probably take tomorrow to get there.
Well, thank you for bringing us great beers.
Thank you
very much for those flavors. Until the next Motorworks beer in our hand, cheers.